Joe.
Yes, Limits.
Before we move ahead, I would like to give a special shout out to a big fan of the show, Joe in Lebo. He's related to one of my good buddies, John Ziegler, who I play wiffle ball with. And what a
NHL commissioner, John Ziegler. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so I wanted to give a shout out to Joe, big listener of the show, big fan of the show, listens all the time. And what a weekend of wiffle ball we had, Joe. We had a play-in game. It was a scheduled game between two of our teams, the Thunder and the Camels. Camels, a brand new team. And it ended up being the winner was going to get in, pretty much. Win and you're into the playoffs, into the wild card. It went down to the final inning, bottom of the seventh, bases loaded, two outs.
With you up?
14. No, I clinched the number one seed, thankfully. 14-13 game, and our buddy Joey, the captain of the Thunder, strikes out the captain of the Camels, Danny, and they go to the playoffs. How about that?
Way to go, Joe.
On a 2-2 pitch.
That's dramatic.
Down
when,
to the
when's
wire.
Your playoff game limits? Perhaps I'll show up.
Yeah, I only asked you to show up for multiple. Nobody showed up this year. I was going to have like Donnie
shocking,
throw
I
out
know.
The first pitch. You, Bob. Bob at least gave me a good excuse that he works on Sundays.
What did Donnie say?
I think Donnie said he would go, and then I probably need to follow up with Donnie again if he can show up for the playoffs. Maybe Donnie will be there this Sunday and can
By
throw
the way,
out the first pitch of the wild card.
Speaking of Donnie, I got a little something in the mail the other day.
I did too. Little something special in the mail.
Are you allowed to bring somebody?
No, I'm not. I'm not. I asked Donnie. That's funny because my dad, this something special is on our fridge.
Yeah.
And my dad said, "Ooh, are you going to find a date to bring to Donnie's wedding?" And I said, "I don't think Donnie is going to let me bring somebody." I think
or
it's
is
just,
Donnie making a statement that he doesn't think you'll have anybody available?
Well,
was he taking a shot at you with the invitation?
No, because I think that there are other people that got invited that it was basically the instructions were, you are invited. Please don't bring somebody else. We have a lot of people going to this wedding already. I think that was the instruction from Donnie.
50-minute mark on the fan. Well, I get to bring somebody, but I'm already married, I guess.
Well, yeah, that's why. Like, Susie has an exception because you are married.
Right.
I am not married. If I got married before Donnie's wedding.
You think if he had a long-term girlfriend right now, he would have gotten it?
Probably. Like, I'm sure Jack Kilgrove's girlfriend's invited.
Is she?
I don't know. I'm taking a guess.
I mean, didn't you want Donnie to at least leave that possibility open on your invitation?
Austin and Guest?
Yeah.
I'm sure I could find somebody by the time that the wedding comes around.
So
on my
so
birthday, by the way.
His wedding's on your birthday?
His wedding is on my birthday.
Let's celebrate your birthday instead of his wedding.
We will.
50-minute mark.
We should sing to me at his wedding. You know how Donnie said that he doesn't want a cake at his wedding?
Yeah.
We should just have a birthday cake for me at Donnie's wedding.
Or you could pop out of a birthday cake at Donnie's wedding.
I don't want to steal that much thunder.
50-minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. What's cooking? Brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Cloudy today with a high of Jonnu Smith. Did we do the social media thing today, or is that not happening?
That is been reassigned to a different show.
Okay, that's fine. Cloudy today and a high of Jonnu Smith, 81. 25% chance of rain after the show. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group. Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. All right, Limits, we have less than 2 minutes. Who's going to win the home run derby tonight? I think O'Neill Cruz is actually going to win it.
I think O'Neill Cruz has a really strong chance to win it, and I think that he will. And here's my big prediction. The big dumper, Cal Raleigh, will not make it out of the first round.
Who do you think finishes second, or who has the next best chance? I think James Wood, lefty, just crushes the ball for the Nationals. I think he, if Cruz doesn't win it, he will.
But don't sleep on Byron Buxton, Joe. He's got a really good swing. We saw it in this last series that the Pirates played. Buxton has a chance, but I think it'll be Wood against Cruz at the very end, and O'Neill, with the lowest amount of home runs of anybody in the field, will win it.
You're helping to manage or watching or just getting autographs at a softball game tonight in Washington. Can people go to this?
Yes. I think tickets in the lower bowl are already sold out, but there are still some tickets available.
At Wild Things Park?
At Wild Things Park, EQT Park officially, out in Washington. Yes, that's tonight.
So Doran has one of the teams, James Harrison playing.
Yep,
Cam Hayward, some of the other celebrities. Duck Hodges.
Yes, Alex Highsmith will be there. Duck Hodges will be there. Rucker McGroarty. Jesse James will be there.
Wow, I hope he doesn't fumble the ball at home plate.
My buddy Matt Light, the comedian, is also playing. Christian Kuntz will be there. The comedian Joey Molinaro from Indy, big Steeler fan, will be there. Joe Hayden, Richard Sherman. I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, my God. So that'll be a cool event to go to.
Patrick Queen. Maybe he'll water the grass. The grass is greener on the other side. 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Good luck, Limits, and make sure you get Duck Hodges to call us tomorrow.
I will do my best.
See you, buddy.
All right, Joe. See you later.